Fantasy Rap
with Austin and Ozzy.
Hey everyone, this is Fantasy Rap, and I'm your host, Ozzy.
And I'm your co-host, Austin.
You can find us on fantasyrap.com. That is fantasywrap.com. Hey everybody, welcome to our inaugural cast of the 2025 football season. I'm Ozzy.
And I'm Austin.
Hopefully, we're going to provide you with a lot of information.
Yep.
So we're looking at our rookies. And first, I think we'll start with, I mean, it was a pretty much normal draft. I mean, you saw some players go.
The Jacksonville trade up to get Travis Hunter and, you know, choose their guy. So there was a little bit of drama there. But other than that, nothing too crazy.
No big trades throughout. Yeah. So moving on. These are the top rookies in the standard format, starting with quarterbacks. Cam Ward, probably one of... Yeah. Forget about Spencer Rattler. The only two that are probably going to start this year are Cam Ward and Tyler...
Shuck. Yeah.
Shucks.
Yep.
I'm missing a C and a K in there. So, I mean, if you're looking to draft a rookie, I don't put a lot of faith in the quarterbacks?
Yeah, I mean, especially this year. I mean, Cam Ward, you know, who knows? I mean, he's got a big arm, and, you know, I mean, he put up some pretty good numbers at Miami. You know, you got Calvin Ridley there. You got a couple of rookies. You still got Okonkwo. You know, I mean, Pollard is a good...
It's not a lot to like.
Yeah. You know, but aside, you know, he was the number one overall pick, so they're going to let him. They're going to let him sling it.
He is, and in Dynasty, his value is a lot higher.
Yeah,
but here, you know, in a redraft league where he's probably going to come in at about 20 or so, depending upon how many teams are in your league.
Yep.
He's probably not a starter.
No,
unless in a 16-teamer, a bunch of quarterbacks go.
Yeah,
you know, a couple people take two quarterbacks, and someone thinks, Cam Ward.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you take a shot on him, you know, in something like that. But I think there'll be a couple games that you could stream him if you were that desperate.
Right,
you know, I think that he'll be able to put up enough points to get you through a bye week or something, you know, like that, if your roster is pretty locked and you're not able to drop, you know, a whole lot of people or anything like that. So
what do you think about Shuck?
I mean, there was some good and some bad in the preseason game last week.
The way it's ranked is Shuck and Rattler are, you know, maybe two or three picks away from each other.
Yeah.
I.e., we don't know who's starting.
Yep.
Yeah. We don't know who's going to get the early hook, if that occurs.
Yeah, I think it'll be Shuck from the jump. You know, they saw what they had with Rattler last year, and it was not good.
Right.
You know, I mean, there was a play here and there, but as a whole, it looked pretty bad from Spencer Rattler. You know, I mean, does he know the offense, you know, better than Shuck because he's been there for a year? Yes, but it's just, I think it's, they're just going to roll a Shuck and see what happens. And if they're in the running for Archie Manning next season,
he's not coming out next year.
Oh, he's not?
Nope.
Oh, well,
Has it he's not coming out next year. He'll be staying until the following year.
Is that kid from LSU coming out next year? Sure. I can't remember his name, but so.
And then moving on, we've got Jackson Dart, who right now is a dart throw. I mean,
it might not even take an injury if Russell plays as bad as he did in Pittsburgh. Yeah. You know,
I think
Jackson Dart could end up. And if the Giants come out and they go, you know, in the first eight games, they're 2-6. Yeah. I think they'll just switch and just call it a day and just to see for sure what they have with him.
Yeah.
So
yeah, the interesting thing is that, you know, last year you sat there and you watched Russell struggle mightily, but yet Pittsburgh never wanted to put in Fields.
Well, they started with Fields.
I get that. And they had
some time with Fields, and they were winning games, and then they switched to
Russell. They would have had to have given up a higher draft pick.
That's what it was,
number of, percentage. So moving on, we've got our running backs. I have Ashton Jeanty. Mm-hmm. Jeanty as the number one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it kind of be a lot of the same points. Well, for the standard and even into the PPR, I've got a little bit different. The running backs are the same for standard and PPR. You know, Jeanty, there's just nobody else there. You know, they drafted him because they knew, you know, he's going to be all three downs workhorse. Exactly. They're going to run him into the ground.
They may tend to pay more attention to him.
Mm-hmm.
Although, you know, they're a decent quarterback.
Yeah, you got Geno Smith, you know, this year he's enough of a threat to, you know, that the defense has to respect it.
Yeah.
And Brock Bowers, you know, can open up a game, you know, as well as any receiver can at the tight end position. So, you know, and they still have got, why can't I ever remember his name? Jacoby Myers, who is a good wide receiver. It's just he's not flashy, and you know he's just solid and consistent. So he kind of goes under the radar.
You know that team could be a lot different
mm-hmm.
than we've seen out of
the Raiders. O-line's still a little, so we'll see what happens. But they've got some pieces
to have a good running back and to have a quarterback,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they never knew who they were going to play.
Yeah.
So, next I have Omarion Hampton.
Yeah. Should
get a lot of work.
Yeah, and I think in the PPR with Hampton, I think him and Jeanty actually are going to finish very close this season in, like, points per game and the final, you know, where they end up at the final. You know, they were RB 9 or 10 or something like that. I think they're going to be very close. You know, standard as well, because Hampton's the same way. He does everything really well.
Right.
You know, he can catch the ball, he can run, you know, he can pass block really nicely as well. You know, he's a big guy. And then obviously all the stuff with Najee Harris with his eye and the 4th of July incident, you know, he just posted a picture, a week ago or something, and it looked like he couldn't even open it, you know. So there's a good chance if Najee misses the first 2 weeks,
you think they would have learned from
JPP? Yeah, yeah. But if Najee misses, I think Hampton just takes it. Or is that
a thumb and a forefinger?
I don't know what it was, but two, three fingers. Yeah, if Najee misses, I think Hampton just takes over that from week one, even, and you know it's maybe more of a 70-30 split whenever Najee does come back. You know, they will use him when he's back because he's, mm-hmm. you know, he is a vet, you know, keeps some mileage off of Hampton, you know. And I think the Chargers are going to surprise a lot this year. I hope Herbert can kind of get back to what he was a couple of years ago. Yeah. Was that like 2 or 3 years ago when he had, you know, like 40 plus touchdowns and yards and everything? So, you know, and they brought in, you know, the other rookie that they drafted was Trey Harris, wide receiver. Mm-hmm. You know, he's good, big talent guy, you know, good receiver as well. You know, Quentin Johnston still can't seem to figure out how to catch a ball, but he's still there.
Sounds like the entire Packer receiving
court. Yeah. So, you know, I think all things considered, you know, and then the Chargers, they lost Rashawn Slater, you know, for the season, which sucks, but that is still a very good O-line regardless. You know, you got Joe Alt on the other side. I think he's moving to left tackle, I saw, and then they're bringing who is behind
next man up,
you know, whatever, over to the right tackle. Right. So it's still a solid old line. So to me, Jeanty and Hampton are very close.
Yep. Next up, we've got Trevion Henderson.
Man, he looked really good, huh?
Yeah.
Yep. First NFL touch.
Yep.
You know, 100 yards or 90 something yards to the house.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of, you know, I don't know how much they're going to share there.
Yeah, I mean, they had paid Ramondre a bunch of money, what, 2 seasons ago now?
Yeah.
You know, or the season before last, so.
And, I mean, yes, Bill Belichick is gone, so I don't know if they're going to run that, you know. I mean, in the past, having a New England running back was, I have no idea if he's going to even play
this week. Yeah, and then he'd get a 40-point game out of James White.
Right.
Or like Danny Woodhead when he was there for like a season or two would just post no a monster game. Who was
going to play. Yeah. So, you know, maybe I think Travion is the future.
Mm-hmm.
But Ramondre is still going to get some.
Yeah, like I said, they paid him a lot of money, you know, Ramondre. So he's going to be there. You know, we'll see what – I don't know what the contract details are, if next season they're going to, you know, cut ties and, you know, that or trade him or something. You know, I mean, and obviously, like I said, Travion looked really good in his preseason debut. Ramondre also looked really good, you know, had some juice still. And, well, and Ramondre, he's a good, you know –
he's still fairly young.
Yeah, he's probably 26, 27 maybe, you know, so – and that's another team that's on the, to me, seems like they're on the upswing with that offense. You get a second-year Drake May. You get the other rookie Kyle Williams in there. You still got Hunter Henry who can post big games. You know, they're starting to me, and they got Stephon Diggs, who I think is actually pretty undervalued because he's been doing all the, you know, he's had all the injury stuff and the whatever. Whining. Yeah, that too. But, you know, I think, you know, a lot of these teams – you know, it seems like a lot of the teams that have been bad lately are starting to kind of, you know, on the upswing, you know, which makes the league better as a whole. But I think the Patriots could surprise. There are just a couple of teams
that I'd like to, you know, come down.
Yeah.
Two in particular. The two that were in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got Caleb Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Iowa running back.
I mean, going into a good position.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they got Jalen Warren there. They seem to love him, even though, you know, I mean, he's had a couple flashes here and there, but seems to always be banged up and, you know.
Never prolonged success.
Yeah, doesn't deliver consistently enough to warrant the number one job. So I think, you know, Johnson, I mean, even in a standard league, you know, you take him, you know, I think he's going in like between the fifth and seventh round. It kind of depends on the format. Right. You know, it kind of depends on the format. 10 or 12. Yeah. You know, but yeah, your big league, in you know, team. In a 16
team two running back,
he's probably he'll third.
Be in the second or third.
Round. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you got to remember that usually all 32 starting running backs have been drafted
in the first two.
Of the third round.
Yeah. Yep. So but yeah, I mean, he's, you know, he's a good back, had a great career in Iowa. You know, he has a little trouble catching the ball sometimes. It looks a little unnatural, you know, but they'll figure that out. And they added DK Metcalf to the, you know, obviously you lose George Pickens, but you add DK Metcalf. You know, they brought in Jonnu Smith, you know, so they've got a whole host of tight ends, you know, that can, you know, between him and Freiermuth that can, you know, open up that middle a little bit more, you know, be a threat. But, you know, that kind of hinges on Aaron Rodgers too.
Exactly.
You know, we'll see.
And we all have an opinion on him. Next up, I've got RJ Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting situation he's walking into. Who do they have left?
Well, they have J.K. Dobbins. They brought him back in. I can't even remember. It might have been either after the draft, I think. They brought in J.K. Dobbins, and from seems like in camp and preseason, Dobbins has been the number one, with Harvey coming in, you know, to be the third down back or change of pace or whatever.
Poor J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah, yeah. Those knees and have a foot too?
He doesn't deserve what he's gone through. So I would love to see him have a decent season, but the reality
a full season would be nice because he has stretches where he's
right
insane.
Yeah,
you know, and then he gets hurt.
If he gets hurt, RJ Harvey is there to take over.
Yeah, they still have Audric Estime, I believe, is there. I think that's a big dude, you know, running the ball too.
Right.
And Sean Payton, you know, being the head coach there, loves using essentially a committee. You know, you go back to the awesome years of Kamara and Mark Ingram, both being top, running backs, you know, on the same offense. So, and he's trying to, almost seems like he's trying to recreate that in Denver. And, you know, you get a second year Bo Nix, who surprised a lot of people last year. You know, Cortland Sutton still, you know, you got other receivers in there as well, too. You know, they've got quite a few.
The 15 or so.
Yeah, you know. So
of which I've got a couple in our Dynasty League. Yep, so
yeah.
Hopefully they see the field. Moving on to our wide receivers. I've got Tech McMillan.
Yep.
T-Mac.
Yeah, I mean, immediately is the number one in Carolina. You know, I think well, Adam Thielen's old. He'll still see some. I think he'll see a decent amount of targets. You know, he's just said he's old. He's old, reliable. You know, I mean, was it last season or the season before? Are we on the third year of Bryce?
2 years ago,
he was like the number one receiver for the first 3 weeks. Yeah. You know, so he's. They've got some weapons there. Leggett, that's who I can never, for whatever reason, I couldn't remember his name. Leggett. Yeah, you know, they tried him out to be their number one, and, you know, he just wasn't a number one. No. I think he'll be a great number two next to
number two.
Yeah, I think he'll be a great number two next to McMillan here. Yeah. So, you know, but it all hinges on if Bryce Young can take another step forward from what we saw at the end, because he looked really good at the end of last year.
He did.
And that then benching, you know,
I think was good for him.
Yes. Yeah. I think they definitely, that was a smart move, one of few smart moves by Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so
next up I've got Travis Hunter. I like Travis Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
My worry is if they decide to let him play both ways.
Yeah. It seems like he will play primarily, you know, wide receiver.
Right.
In the preseason game, they did have him out there on defense, you know. So I think there'll be some packages and stuff for defense that they'll have him out there. I mean, he is really good at both positions. You know, if he was the true, just a wide receiver, granted he was drafted before T-Mac because of the trade-up.
Well, because he was play both ways.
Exactly. But I'm saying if he was just a receiver, he still may have gone before T-Mac. Because, I mean, even with Shadur in Colorado, I mean, Travis Hunter made Shadur Sanders look better than what he probably is.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I think Shadur could end up being a decent NFL quarterback. It's just there's a lot of outside stuff going on with him that makes him unappealing to pretty much everybody.
Right.
But, you know, Travis Hunter, like I said, made him look really good made him look really good at times in Colorado. Hunter carried that team a lot. Yeah. You know, like I said, crazy talent, but again, yeah, you worry about burnout, you know, just trying to focus to do too many things
needed to play a professional football game week to week, then add in, oh, I'm going to play defense too.
Yeah, and he's a thin guy too. You know, he's not a big dude, so you do worry about the physicality and being able to take all of that punishment.
Right. Next up, I've got Matthew Golden. And Matthew Golden is going to need to show out because from what I've seen of the Packers receivers so far,
horrible. Yeah, that preseason game was ugly.
I mean, you talk about a case of the dropsies.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually embarrassing. I mean, how you can, I think out of the first five passes, four were dropped.
Yeah.
Can't happen.
Yeah.
And finally, you know, they threw one to Golden. Golden makes the play, and it's like, we got to see more of that.
I think we've got, you still got Dobbs, and you still got Watson, and you still got...
But Watson will be out for the majority of the year.
Yeah, you know.
Reed,
who's in a walking boot, right now. You know, and he's, you know, that... It's not really Jaden Reed's fault because the Packers do use him very weird, where it's like 1 week he's the offense, and then, or even on a drive, he's the offense, and then the next he's standing on the sideline and they're not doing anything, you know, with him. And he's really talented. I mean, you can see it in games, super talented, like the week one with the Eagles, where he went nuts, you know, down in Brazil. Yep. I think some of that was due to that field being like butter and you couldn't really cut, so he kind of used that to his advantage a little bit. Yeah.
Sliced like butter.
Yeah. I think Golden, honestly, is going to probably by week three or four end up being our number one.
Yeah. I would tend to agree.
You know, I mean, he's...
I'm hoping.
Yeah, you saw some of the highlights coming out of camp. You heard some of the things, you know, big bomb touchdowns. You know, again, it's camp, but, you know, they're going full speed. So, you know, and full speed. I mean, he's super fast and good hands. And, you know, I mean,
The thing that got me is you've got him that he can run deep routes, mm-hmm. and yet we throw Musgrave down the middle on a 45-yard pass.
Never mind.
Next up, I've got Luther Burden III.
This is where we differ from our standard in my PPR rankings. So, yeah.
You have Emeka?
Nope.
Okay. So, Burden, you know, it all hinges on what we see out of if Caleb Williams can actually read the field.
Yeah.
He struggled last year.
I think even then, there's... so many mouths to feed in that offense because he brought in Loveland as well.
Yep.
You know, at whatever, 10 overall. He was like the number 10 or something like that pick that they took him over Tyler Warren. You know, but Colson Loveland, you know, like I said, he plays all over the field too. That's what he did in Michigan. I mean, he was lining up outside, slot, you know. I mean, they used him everywhere.
And they've got...
Adunze. Yeah. So there's a lot to go around there, but
there are four potential quality receivers there. Mm-hmm. Are they all going to get enough?
Yeah.
Or is it going to open it up for, you know, the coverage is going to be heavier on Adunze and Moore,
yeah,
and Loveland and Burden are open.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. I mean, and Burden, he fell in the draft, you know. I mean, he's, he did. You know, because I think he had, it was a Burden that had like the one good year last year in college, I think it was. And before that was basically nothing.
Gotcha.
You know, he like tripled his yardage in his like junior year or whatever it was at Missouri than hit the previous years. So, you know, I think that's why he fell a bit. And I think there was some injury concern too, because he missed some of camp. I can't remember if it was a foot or a knee or something like that. So, you know, he slid in the draft and the Bears took him. And again, it was one of those. It was like, okay, you know, you got some other holes to fill, you know, on that team, but you know, it's kind of best available.
They went out free agent, to get a whole new offense.
Yeah. Using their platinum card.
So, I mean, they had plenty of money to spend. Yeah. So why not?
Yep.
Next up, I have Egbuka.
Yep.
I don't know. I mean, he was a standout in college.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't to the
Ohio
level.
Ohio State, I mean, yeah, wide receiver U.
Yeah, Ohio State standards, he was not at the same level as your Olave, your Marvin Harrison.
Who has ever been at the level of Harrison?
You know, yes, but, you know, Egbuka is a solid, good receiver. I think he's going to be really consistent. You know, Chris Godwin's in jeopardy of missing time to start the season as well.
No, he's not aware of that.
You know, they still got Jalen McMillan, I believe is his name, who didn't put up like big yardage games, but he had like a stretch run of touchdown weeks, like 7 weeks in a row, you know, so he scored a lot of touchdowns. And then obviously still got Mike Evans there. And then Bucky and Sean Tucker, Rashad White, you know, Kate Otten too. So
old Sean Tucker. No, that's wrong.
Yeah.
Said so, that last year.
Too. Again, kind of similar to Burden. There's you know, quite a few miles to go, you know, to feed there.
Yeah.
But I think Tampa Bay should be a top eight offense this year. I think they're going to be really good again.
Yeah.
You know, and Egbuka was kind of like Burden when they took him. It was best available where they had other needs that they could have drafted in that spot.
Right.
So.
So moving on to our tight ends, we'll just kind of move through these fairly quickly because, you know, outside of Loveland and Warren, mm-hmm. I don't, maybe Arroyo, I don't see a lot of, I mean, I don't see any of these guys being a top five tight end.
Yeah, I mean for, this year. True, yes. Obviously, you're looking dynasty ahead. You know, Loveland and Warren are up there.
Right.
You know, so
for mainly like, because of age and ability. Yep. But in a redraft, I don't, yeah. You know, and I should have, you know, probably written down where I had them ranked mm-hmm. overall. But yeah. I don't, you know, they, you know, if I think in a 16 team, non-PPR league, Loveland and Warren will be starters
yeah.
for two of the teams.
Yeah.
Possibly Arroyo.
Yeah, I think even in like next weekend, we've got my main league redraft draft. And honestly, I could see, I think Tyler Warren is going to be a starter on somebody's roster. And that's a 10 team, you know, that's yeah. just a 10 team, that's full point PPR. I think Warren will end up being a starter. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Yeah. If I punt, you know, or punt tight end position, you know, I really like Tyler Warren. I think he's going to be good no matter who the quarterback is in Indy. Like I said, especially PPR, that's why I have those two flipped. Because I just think Loveland, like, will have a game, you know, a couple games here or there, but it's just there's so much going on in Chicago that yeah. it's going to be tough for and him to be it's consistent.
Always, it's always so hard to rely on a tight end.
Yep.
I mean, we know that.
Yep.
So. Let's move on to our top rookies in PPR.
Yep. So, yeah, Cam Ward, obviously, you know, Tyler Shuck. I put in Jackson Dart just because I think, like I said, if the Giants come out and they're just flat and, you know, like I said, they go 2-6, 1-7.
I mean,
Russ, I don't know. Well, they also, like, they have Jameis on the roster, too, yeah. I believe. They might have, they still got Danny DeVito.
Tommy's younger brother.
Yeah. So, you know, and they took Dart, you know, where they took him too. He's got some, you know, he's got good draft capital. So I think, like I said, if they come out and they're losing games to start the season, you know, and if Russ is playing bad, I think they just eat that and they just switch it. But
it's New York. I mean, I would hate to throw a rookie in.
Mm-hmm.
And have his confidence ruined because of the fans there.
Yeah, I mean, yes, that's a good point because it happens a lot. You know,
it does. Yeah. Does.
But I, you know, Jackson Dart,
one of the worst places to you know admit that you're a football player from.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we're kind of seeing a trend over the last 2-3 seasons, even where these quarterbacks coming out are multi-year. You know, they're older quarterbacks coming out of college. Like, you look at Jaden Daniels, you know, he was a five-year, whatever. You know, some of that's because of COVID,
right.
You know, being in there. But you're seeing these guys coming out older, more mature, you know, like a Bo Nix. You know, dude played on, like, four different college teams and played well for him. You know, he was at Auburn and Oregon, and like, he might have been somewhere else too before that. You know, so you're seeing these guys coming out older and more mature and more experienced in that realm.
Right.
Whereas you look like an Anthony Richardson, who really, you know, started a year or two at Miami, you know.
Well, he was pretty mature. Year,
yeah.
I think I'm going to take this
play. Exactly, yeah. You know, he had... There's like that crazy stat where he had only thrown the ball in game like 700 times from like his high school to like when he graduated or got into the league or something. Like, well, it was something crazy, you know.
More of a running quarterback.
Yeah. So yeah, like I said, I like Dart, you know.
Yep.
You know, obviously, I mean, PPR, obviously he's going to go undrafted because he's not the starter. So, but if something were to happen to Russ or something like that, I think he would be a streamable.
In our 16-teamer,
yeah,
he may be the handcuff
yeah.
to Russ.
Yeah.
I don't know why you'd do that because, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't like either of them.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a couple of good players.
Yeah.
A wide receiver.
Yeah.
And a running back. So
yeah,
that's true. Moving on to our running backs. I mean,
it's the same.
Had it exactly the same. Yeah. So
I said, I think in the PPR format, I do believe that Jeanty and Hampton are going to be very close. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Hampton, you can get in. Like, I think he's going like in PPR. Like, I've been seeing him creeping up into like the end of the third because of the Najee, you know, with the, you know, if he misses time, it's going to be Hampton's job.
Right. And then,
you know,
and then if he's doing well, are they going to take it away from him?
Yep. You know, and then Jeanty, you're looking end of the first round, early second is when he's going. So there's a little bit of price difference there where if, you know, if you wanted somebody who could get close to Jeanty and say you wanted to take that, like a Nico Collins round one, you know, towards the end, if he's there and then hit, you know, something like a running back, and you get Hampton with that set. You get like a, say you get Jacobs on the coming back around. So you go Nico, Josh Jacobs, and Hampton. That's a pretty damn good start. You know, so,
yeah,
you know,
yeah. But yeah. In our league, I have a feeling he'll be top eight.
Yeah, probably.
So he'll be at the first half of the first round.
Yep.
So wide receivers.
Yep.
You have the first three the same.
Yep.
The fifth one the same.
Yep. Jaden Higgins. Yep. Receiver for the Texans. He's basically a Nico clone. He's tall like Nico. He's fast. Good hands. You know, he's a big bodied receiver as well. You know, and they they needed him. You know, they needed somebody else out there. Obviously, he had Diggs leave. You know, Tank Dell's. Who knows if he ever plays again with how nasty those last two injuries that he's had, which is a shame because he's such a fun player to watch. So, you know, I think Higgins, you know, they brought in Christian Kirk as well, who, you know, sometimes when he was in Jacksonville was a very good fantasy asset, you know, very good. You know, so he'll be playing more of the slot, and Higgins moved everywhere in college too. He did play the slot as well. He was outside, you know, doing all these other things. But, you know, I think obviously the main focus is going to be Nico Collins because he's just that good. So I think Higgins is actually, I think he's actually going to have a very good rookie season. And that's if Stroud bounces back, which I hope he does, because, you know, as much as I don't like him, I don't like Ohio State. I like CJ Stroud, you know, so I hope that he gets back to it.
What's not to like about Ohio State?
Yeah. The Ohio State. Come on.
So moving on to your tight ends, pretty much the same as mine other than Warren and Colston.
Yeah. So I think Warren is going to be pretty much QB. I think he's going to be Brock Bowers light this year. I think he's going to be that rookie tight end that could finish in the top three, potentially, even, you know, say the Niners fall apart and Kittle doesn't have that great of a year. You know, I think it could be Bowers. Likely, right? Yeah. It could be Bowers, McBride, and Tyler Warren. I think he's just that good. That's why it was, like I said, when the Bears took Loveland over Warren, that was kind of, well, it shocked everybody too, because, I mean, Loveland is a good tight end, but, like I said, I think Loveland just fits what Ben Johnson, he's that Laporta-esque tight end that he can move around and use and do all sorts of things with, where Warren is kind of more of that, you know, end of the line, maybe split a little, you know, like a slot, split off a little bit, you know, stuff like that. But
So let's move on to our rookies in dynasty format. This gives you an idea based on a dynasty draft, where they're going. I mean, quarterbacks, generally, when a quarterback comes out, I mean, Caleb was pretty high.
Well, yeah.
I mean, although, you know, I guess it's hard to do it that way because, you know, we're looking at a redraft or not a redraft, an initial draft of a dynasty league.
Startup, yes.
So if you're starting up, you know, these rookies are not that valuable.
No. Yeah, I mean,
this is showing you, unless you're playing a
Superflex.
Superflex.
Yeah. I mean, even then, that's, you know, like, you know,
on the back end of it.
Yeah, like a Milrow, you know, like I said, just very briefly talking before this, like, I think Milrow, you know, if Darnold comes out and does what he did in Carolina, where he was great for three games and then absolutely horrible after that, and they switch to Milrow, You know, Milroe might not be the most refined passer, but his rushing ability is off the charts. And, you know, like a Justin Fields, where if you're getting 80 yards a game and a touchdown, or a Lamar, you know, where you're getting that rushing alone, it just boosts that number that you don't have to rely, you know, you don't need him to throw 350 and three.
Right.
You know, he can throw, you know, 260 and one or two, but then if he adds another 50 to 80 rushing yards and a touchdown, you're still fine.
Yeah, that's huge. Yeah. Moving on to our running backs, we've got Jenty going third overall at running back in a fresh draft.
Yeah.
It's pretty high.
Well, but, yeah, I mean, it's the youth, it's the talent, it's, you know, I would assume probably running back, the top startup running back would probably be Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah, either Gibbs or...
Bucky? No, Bucky wouldn't be that high.
I was looking at it, I can't remember.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
I like him.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted him in our... In our fantasy, in our
rookie dynasty draft.
Yep. Didn't get him. Didn't get Hampton. Of course, mm-hmm. those guys went one and two.
Well, you could have been like me and got Quinshon Judkins a week and a half before he was a... Yeah, that's why he's not on there.
Oh, yeah.
If he was, he would be right below or tied with Travion if he hadn't have been an idiot. But
Yeah, he'd be in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's the same list that we've had.
Mm-hmm.
On both of the other ones, you can see, you know, these guys are long-term gems.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these guys are the guys that are...
Well, Harvey will be interesting because he is actually old. There are some starting running backs that have been in the league for 2 years
that are younger
than R.J. Harvey. So, but again, yes, if something were to happen to Dobbins... Even in next year, because Dobbins is like kind of a one-year rental.
Right.
I mean, yes, immediately, yes, Harvey is, you know, is going to be, I think, very, very good. Yep. But it's just you're not looking as long of a career potentially because he's starting so late,
right?
Compared to like a Jenty, you know. So
moving into our wide receivers, other than Igbuka moving up to third overall, long term having more value. I mean, you can see that Tet and Travis are, you know, neck and neck.
Yeah, pretty much.
As are the other three, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. In that group.
You know, there's some delineation, but, you know, there are still great receivers out there, but, you know, you want youth, and and I wish I would have gotten, you know, Tet in our league fell to pick 8.
Yeah.
And I had... Travion at 4, and I had the 9 pick.
I think I took Quinshon at 6 or 7, I believe.
Yeah, and I took Caleb Johnson because Tet went right before.
Because
I was taking Tet.
Yep. Yeah, I got Tet at pick 4 in the rookie draft of my other league. So, yeah.
Kind of high.
Took him over. Well, yeah, it was between. Well, I was.
Who went before him?
Hampton.
But, I mean, it was, is Ward, Jenty, and Hampton?
No, it was Jenty, Travis, the second guy took Travis Hunter at 2.
And then
it went Hampton and Tet, and I was going to take between Tet and Hampton. Those were the two, for me, the only two options there.
Well, yeah.
But once Hampton went, then I started kind of eyeing Travion because I do need running back help in that league. But I was like, you know, I've got Davante Adams and Mike Evans on that roster as well, and they're starting to, you know, at some point they're going to age out and it's going to fall off. So I was like, well, just get the rookie this year and I'll pair him with my Puka, Malik Nabers, and Brian Thomas Jr.
Yeah. Well, now you know why I went Travion and
and
Caleb, because I've got CMC, Kamara.
Yeah. I mean, some old heads.
I've got some old guys. Yeah. So I needed some youth.
Yep.
Moving on to our tight ends. Again, you know, not a whole lot different than what we were looking at.
Yep.
Warren, a little bit better than Loveland.
Mm-hmm.
Both up there.
Yeah.
But, again, You know, there are guys who are not a whole lot older that provide enough value to still be drafted before them.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, that's even with a startup dynasty draft, which I actually haven't done one. I've only inherited the two dynasty teams.
Next year we'll be doing
one. All right. There you go. You heard it here. so, you know, but, you know, just doing research and obviously kind of common sense too, you know, yes, it's dynasty. So you want to have the youth and the talent there, but you also can't overlook studs right now. Right. You know, you got to try and find that good happy medium where you're getting that, where, like you said, that's why you ended up taking Travion and Caleb Johnson, because you're looking at, you know, in the rookie draft, you know, where if you're just in the startup, you know, you see CMC still there.
Oh yeah.
You know, and you're like, oh boy, could this be, you know, the last year or two, because he's 29 and had all the injuries. Yeah. Had the injuries and, you know, and who knows what's going on. You know,
I traded a lot of capital away for him, and I've had him for, what, 3 years?
Yeah.
And he's helped me finish. What have I been?
Well,
first 2 years ago, second last year. Yeah. I think I was.
I wasn't in the league before that.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's been carrying me, and this year he could have a great year.
Yeah, could.
Hopefully I'll still be able to get something for him at the end of the year.
Yeah, I mean, you got a pretty solid roster. I think, I mean, like I said, the, you know, in our dynasty league, for the most part, that league's pretty solid. There's some good rosters, you know. There's roster. I mean, obviously, you know, the number one guy, just insane roster before we got into the league. You know, yours is good. Isaac's is really good. I think.
Yeah,
you know,
Isaac has built his up really well.
You've done a good job. If I hit a good year here, I think my roster can compete, and that's really what it takes.
Much of it is luck. Yeah. I mean. With pick 10, who did I select last year? Brian Thomas Jr.
Oh, yeah.
Brian Thomas Jr. was the top non-QB rookie in fantasy last year. And, you know, it just so happened that, you know, would I have liked to have taken Marvin Harrison? Absolutely. But I ended up with a better player, at least for last year. Yes, I'm not saying long term.
Yep.
But that's the thing. You get a guy, and he starts performing out of his mind, and things can happen. Yep. And it's like I tell people when I'm trading. I put so little faith in the draft, because you can pick a Harrison at 2 or 3.
Yeah, I think I got him at 3.
And not have any value out of it. Well, I mean, yes, he had a couple of good weeks.
The thing with Harrison was the expectation was, you know,
this guy's so going to walk insane onto the field and he's going to be better than just about anybody.
Yeah, he's going to be tied or better than Jamar Chase. Like, that was the expectation. And he came out and had a very solid rookie. I mean, it was a little up and down.
Yeah.
But overall, you just look at his season stats.
Because he had like a two-touchdown game, didn't he?
He had two touchdowns. He had a couple two touchdowns. But yeah, but you look, like I said, overall, you look at it and you're like, that's a good rookie season. Above average rookie season, but because of the name and the pedigree,
and Brian Thomas Jr. both had far better years.
Yeah,
and that's with the offenses that they
were. Well, Malik Nabers was getting 50 targets a game, so
I get that, and I had him in my 16 teamer. He was one of the last players I took.
Yeah,
he was a flyer. Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, I'm going Malik. People are like, do you know what offense he's in? Yeah, I do. But what if he turns into
Malik Nabers? Yeah, look at his college tape and look at what else is on that roster.
So, yep. So that's all we've got for this week. We are going to probably put together some information as far as our top 5 or 10 picks at each position, and we'll email it out to the subscribers. And I'll also post it on the website. And as you can see, the website is www.fantasywrap.com.
That's W-R-A-P.
W-R-A-P. And you can see that you can either email myself or Austin.
I will definitely check that this year.
I checked it all the time, so I knew when it was coming. So hopefully you guys have questions for us. Yep. You know, I would throw my cell number on here, but then I might get some weird calls. Yeah, middle of the night. Yeah. Hey, Oz, I need to play somewhat. What are you talking about?
That would definitely be Nick Muska.
Yeah. My buddy Nick, his buddy Nick.
Yeah.
I call him my buddy because whenever he has a fantasy question, he contacts me and asks me, and I'm more than willing to help. I love, and Nick knows it. I love talking football.
Yep.
So the fact that someone actually values my opinion because I've been married for 37 years and I'm she values my opinion. So that's all we've got for this week. I am Ozzie
and I'm Austin.
Have a great week.
See you.